Lawmakers are having a difficult time understanding where the processes broke down for the national security agencies that led to the December 25th attempted terrorist attack. Senator Patrick Leahy wondered if it was the State Department's fault.
I still remain concerned, and Secretary Kennedy, the State Department didn't realize the suspect in the Christmas Day attempted bombing possessed a visa until after he initiated his action on the flight. The consular officer sent the first notice that was given to the National Terrorism Center, initially misspelled the name, as we talked about. But within days, an amended notice was sent to NCTC with the corrected spelling. Why didn't the consular officer not check the visa status of the Nigerian national at the time a second notice was sent?
Senator Al Franken asked whether it was the Homeland Security Department's problem with all the different databases it must use information from.
Now, as of December 26th, people on the TIDE list are going to be have a second look?
Why don't I understand then? So there's a number of different, and this is not, the TIDE list is maintained by the NCTC, so I'm a little out of my lane here, but the...
Well, that might be part of the problem. I mean, if you're out of that lane and they're out of your lane, shouldn't you all be in the same lane?
We are a consumer of that database to determine whether somebody is a board or no board.
Franken's exchange with David Hyman, DHS's Assistant Secretary for Policy, is focused on TIDES, or the Terrorist Identities Data Mart Environment database. And Senator Ben Cardin, he wondered whether it was a culture problem.
I guess my first question is, there's been concern as to the operational roles and responsibilities in regards to making the decisions concerning who is to be stopped at our airports, who is to be, how we share the appropriate information. And the President has asked for a review. Is there currently in the works any recommendations for change as to the sharing of information and the respective roles of the different agencies in making these decisions?
Yesterday's hearing was one of four on Capitol Hill trying to get to the bottom of what went wrong on December 25th. Several federal officials at the hearing I went to, as well as others on Capitol Hill, admitted shortcomings. FBI Director Robert Mueller explains to Cardin one of those breakdowns with the National Counterterrorism Center, or NCTC.
Fair to say it's some person should have passed information into NCTC that did not end up there. And the database, the ultimate database where you have the information that leads to putting a person on either the selectee, the no-fly list for international terrorism, is generally goes through that process.
I guess my concern is that it's not clear as to who responsibility it was to take that information and to develop it, whether it is a serious enough link, not only to protect America against that individual, but to use that information to try to determine whether there's active terrorist plots against America. And I hope that is being corrected, because there was information there that was just sitting there, and obviously it could have been a very serious situation against this country.
The question lawmakers also asked the witnesses was, how are they making sure this type of attack wouldn't happen again? Mueller says there are government-wide and bureau-wide changes taking place.
The President has directed us to look at the criterion that are utilized to put persons in various levels of the terrorist watch list. That's one aspect of it. The President has also asked us to look, and Admiral Blair is looking at other mechanisms utilizing information technology, which will enhance our ability to better connect pieces of information from various databases. That has been an ongoing process since September 11th, and is an ongoing process as new technology becomes available and we have new data sets.
He adds the FBI is looking at specific standards to improve the terrorist watch list criteria.
For instance, the selectee list. It requires generally that the person be part of a terrorist organization and associated with terrorist activity. And the issue there is, what is the nexus to terrorism? And you have a number of lone wolves out there, lone actors now, and so proving that somebody is a member can be an inhibitor to putting the person on the list. So there's certain areas that we're looking at which would change the criteria, that probably would expand the number of persons, and appropriately so, who are on the particular list.
One way the FBI could expand the number of people on the list is through better identifiers. The government currently uses names and date of birth, but Mueller says they want to make it more precise.
To the extent that we can go to an era of biometrics, not just a date of birth, but biometrics, we'll be much better able to identify the particular person who is carrying that name and trying to get on an airline. And there is a substantial interagency effort underway to expand our biometrics, whether it be use of fingerprints, retina scans, and the like. And my hope is that in the future, with better ability to identify persons and an appropriate expansion of the criteria so that we get the troublesome persons on the list, that it'll be more effective.
The State Department already checks visa applicants' fingerprints against the FBI and DHS databases. Mueller says technology across the board is getting better, but it also presents its share of challenges.
What you find as technology grows, however, it is much easier for persons to do an all-source search given the new technology. But it often is by fits and starts, and the federal procurement schedule in order to get this done keeps us a step behind where we want to be. But I think in the wake of what happened on Christmas Day, we're all looking at particular fixes, short-term and long-term fixes, individually within our agencies, but also across the community. It's not as if we haven't been doing it since September 11th. We certainly have. But this may give us more additional momentum to find some of the later fixes and then have them funded so that we can get them into place as soon as we possibly can.
State and DHS are leading many of the changes Mueller talks about. State is implementing a new visa processing system to further integrate data gathered in the U.S. and overseas. And DHS is deploying 450 body imaging machines across the country in 2010. On Capitol Hill, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.